Service where we lift up our joys and concerns. And as always, we begin with the joy of the ministry of our church and the ways that God is moving in and through it. And I just wanted to make sure to mention in things coming up that next week is First Sunday, which means next Sunday is drive-through communion. So make sure you come through for your communion kit. If you would like care cards, if you would like an upper room, if you haven't grabbed it yet, if you want your Sunday school packet for those kiddos that Miss Becky will have for you, that will all be available at communion next Sunday. Also, for those in worship, remember that what you will do is just go ahead and as you head out to be able to line up at the communion table, and you can get your communion as well, since we are not quite allowed to serve communion inside yet with LA County rules. I also wanted to mention that our flowers this morning are given by Barbara Smith in memory of her husband, Bruce Smith, remembering his passing on July 23rd. So for the life of Bruce and his service in the fire department here in Torrance, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. The second is our Stillman Sawyer Family Service Center food basket donation is given by the Brunch Bunch in celebration of Ivy Cochran's 95th birthday that is today. And so happy birthday, Ivy. 95 and one of the strongest people I know. And as I understand, there's also another birthday today in here. Lori Clausen, happy birthday. And thank you for reading that really long scripture this morning. She said she practiced all night to be able to get that scripture correct. And so for the life and ministry of our church and the ways that God moves. Oh, and thank you to everybody who helped with outreach lunch yesterday. What's that? Oh, there's a bake sale next Sunday? There's a bake sale next Sunday. And so, Leah, did you know there's a bake sale next Sunday? As long as Leah and Marshall know there's a bake sale, that's what's important. A bake sale also with drive-through communion next Sunday. And a thank you to everybody who helped make outreach lunch possible yesterday. Now, did I cover it, Kathy? Thank you very much. One prayer request this morning we have put back into our prayers. Kuya Bien, who is back at Harbor UCLA as of this morning. And so for Bien Torosa, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And with that, I invite you to join me in prayer this morning. Listening God, hear our prayers as we come before you. Hear the ones who are crying with pain in their heart. Hear the ones who are weeping with grief long into the night. Hear the ones who are sobbing in their loneliness. Loving God, heal their pain. Restore their lives. Mend their broken hearts. Leading God, lead us through the dark valleys. Lead us through troublesome times. Lead us to our home with you. Teach us to listen to your voice, that we may hear the cry of the needy and respond. Teach us to love, that we may offer care that brings others to you for healing. Teach us to lead with your vision so that we may not lead others blindly through life. Through your Son who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory forever. Amen. And as we prayed for those who were crying, I was reminded that this week we did also get word of the passing of Fred Untalan. And so we pray for Fred's family, especially his wife, Linda, in that passing. And there will be a service here on Monday, but as I understand, it will be live streamed if people are at home and wanting to watch it. And so more details to come. And with that, Mary has an offertory piece for us this morning as we work on giving our hearts and gifts to the Lord this morning.